Now, a crucial point here, a virtue is a quality of your soul. It's not a single act, right? One kind act is not a virtue. It's a habit that has to be acquired by practice, just like a skill. You practice it, you work at it, you get good at it. So virtue, you practice it, you work at it, your Lutheran years go up, you work at it, and you become better at it. So you become a good person by works. Luther looks at this and he says, that's just got it backwards. That idiot Aristotle, he's such a dope, Luther will say. I mean, he insults Aristotle's intelligence. Thinks that that Aristotle's got it just plain backwards. You have to have a good tree before you can have good fruit, he says. The person has to be good before the works are good. You don't make a good person by practice, by good works. Right? You have to have the good person be good first, just like you have to have the tree be good before there's good fruit. What he means by that is that righteousness in God's sight, true justice deep in the soul, is a relational thing. It's about how you relate to God. And because of original sin, which Aristotle didn't know anything about, our relationship to God is profoundly corrupted. Even when we try to do good works, we're doing them out of fear or to please ourselves and not because we truly, genuinely love God. Remember that Augustinian argument about how we're doing all these good works, but we really would rather do something else. We're not doing them out of love, not really. We're doing them out of fear or to please ourselves or to get something. So deep in our hearts, there is no true righteousness, love, virtue. There's only this outward attempt to please God by doing what we don't really put our heart into. And Augustine knows this, right? This is a thought from Augustine. So the Catholics know about this. What do the Catholics do with this problem? How are the Catholics going to combine an Augustinian notion of sin and grace with this Aristotelian virtue theory? What they do is they say there are special virtues, specifically Christian virtues, that are necessary for justification. They make us righteous in God's sight. These virtues are faith, hope, and love, as Paul mentions them in the first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 13. They're specifically Christian virtues. You don't acquire them by practice. You get them infused, the Catholics say. Infused means literally poured in. It comes from a passage in Paul in the letter to the Romans where the love of God is poured into our hearts by the Holy Spirit. So these virtues are not acquired by practice, faith, hope, and charity. Not according to the Catholics, not according to Luther either. They're infused, they're poured in our soul. How? By external means, by the sacraments. Right? The infused virtues are graces, or they're based on grace. They come from the sacraments which confer grace. And here's the crucial part. The grace that's conferred by the sacraments forms our souls. So the sacramental grace is a grace that forms us. It's called in the Catholic tradition created grace as opposed to uncreated grace. Uncreated grace is a name for God, right? Only God of all things that exist has never been created. So God is uncreated grace, right? The Holy Spirit is uncreated grace dwelling in our hearts. But there's also, in addition to the uncreated grace of the Holy Spirit dwelling in our hearts, Catholics teach, there is a created grace, a form in our hearts, a grace that is a habit. It's also called a formal righteousness, a formal justice that comes from the grace that gives us faith, that forms our faith in love, and faith formed by love, right? Faith which is given form by Christian love, is the formal righteousness based on grace, which you can't get just by practice. You have to get it from the sacraments. Now, in come standard Protestant objections, not Luther, although some of this Luther would agree with, some won't. Some of it he won't agree with. Here come some Protestant objections. For most Protestants, indeed for all Protestants, grace is basically uncreated grace. Protestants reject the notion of created grace, Luther and all Protestants to my knowledge. Grace is a name for how God is gracious toward us. Grace is a way of talking about God, not about something sort of formed in our soul. It's not a habit. It's not a possession. Above all, it's not the foundation of merit as it is for the Catholic tradition, even in Augustine, where you get grace and that, well, what happens in the medieval modification of Augustine, grace doesn't just give us the power to merit a reward from God. Grace becomes part of our soul so that it's our soul, our formed virtuous soul that produces these good works that are meritorious. If it wasn't a created grace, it wouldn't be an integral part of our soul, and we wouldn't deserve a reward. if it was just uncreated grace, if it was just the Holy Spirit working through us, the medieval Catholics thought, then the result would not be our own work. It wouldn't be our own merit. It must be a created grace in order to be our own merit that we can deserve something from. And that's precisely, of course, where Protestants attack, because they don't believe in merit. It's all grace. There is no grace that is a possession that we can use to earn merit.